welcome to the podcast. Continue talking about this wonderful blockchain organization that we are about to found in December. Many of you will become members and family citizens of such a blockchain protocol. Yes, magic is upon us. It's always been. It's just a matter of us waking up to it. More of us are doing that right now. Thank you all for doing the work of living. It is a great blessing to be alive. Let us appreciate every moment, every breath. Let us remember that we are the limitless. We are experiencing this human experience, which is wonderful and has been wonderful and provided us with many lessons. That doesn't mean that this is our only reality, but rather that we are co-creators of our own reality. And when we wake up to this, this becomes an absolute fact where we manifest everything. So we're becoming energy beings, more conscious beings that we inherently are. And choice is given to us. No longer is it about pointing fingers as to who's right, who's wrong, but rather choosing. Simply deciding the reality that you want to partake in. And so it magically happens that it becomes an actual manifestation in what you consider to be your reality. We are the miracle that we have been always waiting and praying for. The sooner we start becoming one with that understanding, with that vibration. So we came here to experience the great celebration, the awakening of man, going beyond gender, beyond nationality, beyond blood relations, understanding that these are all layers of what we consider to be reality. Elon Musk says it wonderfully. The odds of us being in base reality, meaning the only reality and the original in a sense since time started, is 1 in billions. This metaverse that everybody is now starting to hear about. We are not creating a metaverse. We are waking up to an existing set of metaverses. Our consciousness is expanding so rapidly that our minds cannot comprehend it. Because our mind is limited, while as consciousness is beyond and everything. Much of the things cannot be said, they have to be experienced. That's why the wonderful technologies such as yoga traditions, entheogens, the master teacher plans. Oh, we'll talk about breathwork. Oh, that is huge because that's how you harness prana, the creative life force. We each have a certain quantum, certain amount of prana that we start with. And then based on our lifestyle, decisions we make, thoughts we have, connections we have, our prana will go up and down. Food affects it, but we can harness it ourselves. So then we go beyond from just what we get from the material, physical sense. There are people who are called breatharians that they just live on air, where they live on prana. This is going to be a wonderful opportunity for people to start waking up to the self by organizing and collecting our thoughts, our minds, our emotions, our activities to be aligned with our values, understanding that the current operating mode is now outdated and it has been replaced. It's just that more of us have to start to wake up to it. So blockchain technology helps us to transition to a new reality and beyond when you use the ancient technologies of yoga, science, and entheogens. The protocol itself is a new reality that one chooses. Papers that is being discussed, that is distributed, based on which a decentralized autonomous organization will be founded in December with its own initial coin supply, token supplies, its own token economies, which is borderless, with fantastic technology concepts as to how this game of life works, embedded with technology, where we move into a trustless society, where we will know each other's intentions, so there will never be any competition, but rather we will have an overall intention, a combined unified intention, while still having our own free will. We're entering into the world of ether. Not everybody will be ready for this. It is upon many of us who will hear this call as the call. You will need to go through the papers to completely understand this and meditate on this and then join the Discord group calls and the likes because this will happen now. It is happening now. not in a distant future. By you partaking and understanding what network effects mean, it will all make perfect sense because you have felt it thus far. Now here's an actual way of doing it. This will also work as a framework for anybody who wants to come up with their own ecosystem of a reality to create. This is not the only one, but of course, with such an amazing gift, one would have to try to package it in a nice way. And that is the point, the question of love. Love. Different relationships make us feel love. And then we attach love to that person. Love is not something you have. Love is something you are. Because all we are but energy. And whatever you vibrate at, that is what you will get as your reality. Again, I would say you will have a more complete understanding after reading the paper and then listening to this. Let's get to it, shall we? Grab yourself some tea or whatever you enjoy. Or if you're driving, if you're working out, yeah, continue doing what you're doing, baby. Came here for all of this. It's wonderful to announce these three papers that will be going out very soon, starting with the main one, Key to Unity, the Anahata Protocol. This is where you find out that you can partake in a decentralized autonomous organization, Anahata DAO. These two following documents will be of great help for you to understand the general picture, the technologies at play, how it will happen, whether to come into part of this organization, social organization, or to create one of your own. Congratulations. This is a wonderful gift for all of us. So you would need to read blockchain, crypto, and NFTs. This will be its title. It will be available on the Anahata DAO. Another paper is Create Your Own Reality. That would be the name of that document where you find out how you are creating your reality every moment and how you can actually become aware, conscious of that. So you are the one that is steering the wheel, and then you can even let go of the wheel while you know where it's going. For the Key to Unity, the Anahata Protocol. It's an invitation to unity consciousness family. Everything is energy, and everything moves in cycles. Do you have any doubt that you know that tomorrow the sun will be there? We will go through some of the transitions that we are now experiencing. And what we had considered to be reality is transforming. And this is going to happen through the help of what is an institutional technological shift. So this is where the blockchain technology enters, making forms of organization possible that we have not known to be possible until now. This is what an institutional technology means, that the entire structure of our social reality, of our organization, the way we interact, is transforming to levels that we can't really know until we're there. And there's confusion going on between the darkness that is cleansed away to be cleansed away. So we will always have to remember not to be taken by the darkness. Never be afraid of it, because the more we fight it, the more it will persist. We have to be aware that technology will make us slaves if we're not conscious about ourselves. And we are in such a blessed place where we are conscious actors. We don't have a deterministic outcome. And this is where you have a choice. This is not about making the current modes of operation of business, of life, of government better. It's about completely looking at it in a different way. Technology now makes that possible. But it's really the energies that have shifted. That's why it's important to appreciate that. It's the energies that make up the technologies that make up the realities. So we're going through an energy upgrade. This is Earth's graduation into unity, into love consciousness. Feels indescribable. We are entering the Anahata Chakra. Welcome to the Anahata Dao family, where dreams are manifested into realities. We have a vision with a mission and its objectives. We have 12 core principles that we will live and breathe by. This is social organization in the highest forms of coming together into unity through technology. When you apply the mastermind alliance, where a group of like-minded people, when they come together with a set of objectives that they set out to create, even though they are working independently on their own aspirations, coming together into this mastermind alliance amplifies everybody's outcomes. So this is where the law of attraction now comes into play in a magnified way, in a concentrated way. So there's the little I, and then there's the great I. When we're body identified, that's the little I. When we're soul identified, that's the big I, the one I, which then understands that everything is one, the law of one. However, with the mastermind alliance, there was a thing that it would have to be usually kept as a secret. That's, they would do it that way. An anthropologist, Dunbar, talked about it, that humans have a limit, a memory limit of direct close relationships, with maximum 150 as being the magic number. That's why tribes would stay somewhat small. And this was ever since we forgot ourselves as the one consciousness, and we went through the darkest of ages of the Kali Yuga, which now we have come out of into the Dwapara Yuga, the twice born Dvija, where we consciously choose to co-create our own reality. With blockchain technology, we can take the mastermind alliance into infinite. This is how the realized ones come together and make energy fields into one, where nothing that we can't imagine, everything would be a possibility. Because the human mind thinks linearly. We are going into an exponential age. Let's apply that a little bit to the situation here. So network effects are something that are at play at all these technological companies, Facebooks, Googles, YouTubes, and the likes. The more participants in it is in any given network, in life, in anything, conscious actors, the more powerful and impactful that network becomes. That's why these technology companies get venture capital funds and other investments, because much of them nowadays consist of network effects. Yet it's still somewhat of a secret, because they say only about 20% of overall projects start with network effects. This is a huge point, that once we understand that, then now we know what kind of developments we are entering into now. It's so exciting, because in truth, everything, our life is driven by network effects, whether it be personal, social, such as our language, the beliefs that we hold, then how you have fraternities, co-workers, teams, associations. And then once you understand this, you would know why would we then talk about Anahata Dao family structure. And what do we mean when we say family avatar? This that you hear will be made available freely. Wherever people are listening, that's where it will be, which is also the key to join many of our events where we gather and make this a reality on more fronts than one. That will lead to our Unity Consciousness family event. Welcome to the Anahata Dao family. December 21st of December 2021 will be the initial coin offering of the Anahata Dao protocol. We will have calls, Discord groups, where you can pose your questions. We can discuss. The coins will be made available. There will be some airdrops. These are technically free coins, but we have attached them to interactive airdrops. So then you can participate in some of the activities, and then you'll get these coins. And there's other activities that you can do. You don't necessarily have to pay money for it. You can earn it. And the early ones, some of you will be part of as a thank you list for making this happen in your own way. And you may be surprised, but it's a pretty large list. I've met a lot of wonderful people in my life, and the people in SoulQuest. Yeah, it's going to be wonderful to connect with you guys too. This is everything that we've been seeing and we've been imagining. Yeah, it's all coming together. Love you guys. Let's make this thing happen.